Lesson 78. Emphatic do. Such. Deny. Exclamation. I do speak English. I do like this book. As you already know, the auxiliary verb do is used in the present simple tense, only in the interrogative and negative, but not in the positive. For example, do you speak English? Yes, I speak English. No, I do not speak English. However, when we wish to be emphatic about something, we can also use it in the positive and say, yes, I do speak English. In such cases, we put a heavy accent on the word do. When do we use the auxiliary verb do in a positive sentence with the present simple tense?
We use the auxiliary verb do in a positive sentence with the present simple tense when we wish to be emphatic.
We usually use the emphatic do when someone denies something we say and which we know to be true. For example, we might say, Mr. and Mrs. Brown go to the cinema every evening, and then someone might deny it and say, no, they don't go to the cinema every evening. And we then say emphatically, yes, they do go to the cinema every evening. When do we usually use the emphatic do?
We usually use the emphatic do when someone denies something we say and which we know to be true or believe to be true.
Give me an example, please.
For example, we might say, Mr. Smith eats a lot, and someone might deny it and say, no, he doesn't eat a lot, and then we say, yes, he does eat a lot.
Give the answer to this sentence using the emphatic form, please. You don't know what I've got in my pocket.
Yes, I do know what you've got in your pocket.
Another use of the emphatic do is in an exclamation. For example, I do like this book. He does speak English well. Tell me another use of the emphatic do, please.
Another use of the emphatic do is in an exclamation.
Give me an example, please.
I do hate noisy children. And she does write beautifully.
Of course, the emphatic form can also be used in the past tense. For example, I did speak English well 10 years ago, and I did like that book I read last week. Give the answer to this sentence using the emphatic form in the past, please. You didn't come to school yesterday.
Yes, I did come to school yesterday.
Hit. What am I doing?
You're hitting the table with your hand.
Were you ever hit by your mother when you were a child?
Yes, I was sometimes hit by my mother when I was a child. Or, no, I was never hit by my mother when I was a child.
What would happen if you hit a policeman?
If I hit a policeman, he'd probably hit me back and throw me in prison.
Fair, fairly, amusement, park, sweet, just, moderate, unfair. The word fair has 5 different meanings, which are as follows. Biondo, fair hair. Fiera, industrial and agricultural fairs, for example. Giusto, just. Abbastanza, moderate. Luna park, amusement park. What are the 5 meanings of the word fair?
The 5 meanings of the word fair are biondo, fiera, giusto, abbastanza, and luna park.
Do people become darker and darker in hair colour as we go towards the north of Europe?
No, people don't become darker and darker in hair colour as we go towards the north of Europe, but they become fairer and fairer.
Does this country hold a fair, industrial or agricultural type of fair, every year in one of its large cities?
Yes, this country holds a fair every year in one of its large cities. Or, no, this country doesn't hold a fair every year in one of its large cities.
Do you ever go?
Yes, I sometimes go, or no, I never go.
Why or why not?
Because I like such things, or because I'm not interested in such things.
If I gave everyone in the class a sweet except you, do you think that would be quite fair? Just?
No. If you gave everyone in the class a sweet except me, I don't think it'd be quite fair. But I think it'd be very unfair.
Do they have a fair, amusement park, in this town?
Yes, they have a fair in this town. Or no, they don't have a fair in this town.
Do you speak English fairly, moderately, well now?
Yes, I speak English fairly well now.
Pleasure. Is it a great pleasure for you to get up in the morning?
Yes, it's a great pleasure for me to get up in the morning. Or, no, it isn't a great pleasure for me to get up in the morning.
Why or why not?
Because I find my work, etc., interesting. Or, because when I get up, it is often cold outside the bed, and I usually have to get up in order to go to school or to work, etc.
Do you think a life completely full of pleasure would be boring?
Yes, I think a life completely full of pleasure would be boring. Or, no, I don't think a life completely full of pleasure would be boring.
Experiment. Are you against animals being used for experiments?
Yes, I'm against animals being used for experiments. Or, no, I'm not against animals being used for experiments.
Discover. When was America discovered and by whom?
America was discovered in 1492 by Christopher Columbus, or by Leif Erikson, about the year 1000.
Result. What is often the result of putting a cat and a dog together?
The result of putting a cat and a dog together is often a battle and a lot of noise.
Scientist. Would you like to be a scientist?
Yes, I'd like to be a scientist. Or, no, I wouldn't like to be a scientist.
Division. How many football divisions are there in your country?
There are 3 football divisions in my country.
Which division's your hometown in?
My hometown's in the first division.